This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 is The Pulse with Ali and Othniel tonight. You just heard a new track by Mile High Club. It's called A New High featuring Winter. And this is off of their latest album, Going, Going, Gone, which is set to drop on the 17th of September, this weekend actually, and is their first album in 4 years. Really loving that tune there.
Yeah, very looking forward to that album drop. But speaking of new releases, they're set to drop very soon. Big names have all dropped their albums. We've already heard new ones from giants like Billie Eilish, you know, Drake and Kanye recently. Tyler, the Creator, we spoke about his new album not too long ago.
Yep.
The Beeps, Dua Lipa, Doja Cat and whatnot. Technically, the big names are all out of the way. But there's still a lot more to go. There's still a few more months to go before we enter 2022. So what can you expect next? Don't worry, we got you covered. Let's start off maybe with September and we'll slowly go through some releases that you might want to pay attention to. Starting with September, Lindsay Buckingham, fourth eponymous album from the guitarist, singer and Fleetwood Mac legend. Legend lah.
Yes.
Legend, considered legend.
Very much so.
It's a restart after leaving the band, joining again for a world tour and then apparently being fired from the band by fellow band member and ex-partner Stevie Nicks. Pitchfork actually gave an early review rating of 7, so that means a lot for him. So far, he's dropped only 3 tracks. If you're a fan of Fleetwood Mac, Lindsay Buckingham, one to look out for 17th September. There's also the new Lil Nas X album, Montero, that's his real name. He won an award at the recent VMAs for Call Me By Your Name, one of his music videos. I think it's an important album to see if he can sustain the Old Town Road hype, right? That really helped him to break into the industry.
Yeah, and another one that we can expect at the end of this month is an album by pop punk band Angels and Airwaves. It's an album called Life Forms. Of course, this album is going to be called Life Forms, and what else could he have called it? By founder and lead singer Tom DeLonge of Blink-182 fame, and he's an avid UFO researcher or UFO chaser. So Life Forms, you know, this, we kind of can tell what he's talking about here. Yeah, I mean, it was a big surprise to me, at least, that Tom DeLonge has dedicated much of his life outside of music to researching about UFOs. And he founded the To The Stars Academy of Arts and Science in the US in 2017 and featured in the TV series Unidentified Inside America's UFOs Investigation. So he seems to, I think it's like a backing track to this new adventure that he's on.
I'm not that hopeful that it'll be fresh, but still a fan of him, no doubt.
Yeah.
Moving on to October 1st, you'll be hearing a brand new album from Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Okay, I got to be honest here. I did not know that Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett had a collab jazz album called Cheek to Cheek back in 2014. Do you know that?
No, not at all. I think this collaboration itself is kind of like wild to me.
And it was very well received. It really showcased her range. That sounded very different from her usual Born This Way and Alejandro.
Mm-mm-mm.
And Tony Bennett also said that this will be his very last album. I mean, to be fair, he's 95 years old, so I don't think he's saying that just for attention, you know, like how people normally would say, like, oh, this is my last album and come back with another album. This could very well be his last album. So it's definitely one to look out for, Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett. Mm-hmm. Their second collab jazz album called Love For Sale, dropping on the 1st of October.
Also in October is a new album by jazz band Bad Bad Not Good. Album is going to be called Talk Memory, and you know, we're very looking forward to this one. They've just dropped the excellent single Beside April, featuring arrangements from Brazilian legend Arthur Verocai and Karim Riggins, jazz and hip-hop drummers both on this track.
Yeah, actually, the last time that I spoke to a member from Bad Bad Not Good was way back in 2016. I spoke to Chester Hansen, who plays bass for the band. Just a mini plug here, if you can't wait for this album to drop, you can head over to our podcast page, The Flow, search for the title Good Good Not Bad to check out our interview with the bassist of Bad Bad Not Good.
Yeah, and also in October, we can be expecting a new album by Coldplay.
Not sure whether I'm excited, but go on.
So the album is going to be called Music of the Spheres. And I think most notably, it features a collaboration with Korean K-pop kings BTS. Mm. Coldplay and BTS collabing.
I think they went for the easy way out to you know, let's collab with a group that nobody can hate.
Right? And I mean, if you're a Coldplay, you would want to go for the jugular, right? You
don't go
want
for
to,
the best, right?
Right? You've done everything. You're an arena rock band big enough. And BTS, are one of a very, I think, sound marketing plan. But we'll see if the songs, you know, I haven't heard a Coldplay album in a long time, so I don't know about the songs. But, you know, collab with BTS in the latest Coldplay album, that's a headline in itself.
Lots of old bands are putting out albums recently. On the 22nd of October, you can expect to hear a new Duran Duran album.
Nice.
Also, Elton John releasing a new one, 32nd studio album. It's called Lockdown Sessions, featuring 16 tracks that the legend worked on with other musicians throughout the lockdown. Now you would think Elton John pretty old, right?
Yeah.
But featured on that album is Dua Lipa, his BFF Young Thug, Charlie Puth, Rina Sawayama, Miley Cyrus, Stevie Wonder, and more. Pretty surprising. There's also, you know, a heavy metal band. Heavy metal? Is it right to call them heavy metal?
Maybe just
metal.
Or heavy.
Bullet For My Valentine, if you're into that band, they are dropping something new. Also on the 22nd, something from Lana Del Rey as well. Latest single, Arcadia, for me was pretty standard Lana Del Rey. Pretty underwhelming for me, but she's releasing a new album, 22nd of October.
Yeah. And, you know, the only time we think of, I think of a good Lana Del Rey song is that Sublime cover, Doing Time.
That's the only one.
Pretty well done. In November, now moving into November, on my birthday, Diana Ross is going to drop her 25th studio album. It's going to be called Thank You, and it's the first album since 2006. And, you know, we found out about the producer that worked on this record with Diana Ross, and it is none other than Jack Antonoff.
Oh no. Well, he's weirdly loved and hated at this very same time. Known for his work with Clairo, Taylor Swift, and more recently, Lorde. You either love him or you hate him because, well, a lot of people have used quite harsh words to describe his genre of production style, where it's a bit bland, a bit mediocre. But we'll see, it's Diana Ross after all.
Yep, yep, yep. A whole bunch of alternative rock albums coming out in November as well. First one that's going to come through is Courtney Barnett's latest. The album's titled Things Take Time, Take Time. Next, we can also expect a new record by Blur's Damon Albarn. Album titled The Nearer the Fountain, More Pure the Stream Flows. Wow, so arty. Very nice, very nice.
Babunga.
Yeah, and also Lee Ronaldo of Sonic Youth fame. He's out with his solo record called In Virus Times. And I think Lee Ronaldo always the kind of like the intriguing one in the entire lineup of Sonic Youth. So I'll be looking forward to that as well.
Remember how we said that there are lots of old musicians that are releasing new albums? Sting is also in one of those said musicians. He's releasing his brand new album on the 19th of November called The Bridge.
Wow.
Yeah, strangely enough, December is pretty much empty. Nobody has opted to release albums in December yet. But as of now, that's all we have for you for albums to look forward to.
Yeah, so, you know, if you are looking forward to any records or if you've been vibing to any new 2021 albums, do let us know what they are. Maybe we can play a song or two from there. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. When we come back, we're going to take you through some of the quickfire news headlines. But before that, a song.
Yeah, this is a Spanish song. Might be the first time we play a Spanish song on The Pulse. It's by Stone's Throw Signy, Los Retros, with his new track called Solo 2, inspired by classic Spanish love songs. And it's the very first Spanish language track to be released by him as well. Check it out. Los Retros, Solo 2, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.